broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome, everyone. I am so excited to be back with you for another episode of Boulder Nutrition Radio. And thank you, Jay, for taking care of us while we share our amazing guest. Our producer, Jay, is in the background holding the space and doing all the tech and taking care of us as we move into our show today. And I'm so excited because I get to have a dear friend, an old friend, and a sweet mentor in my life that's helped me so much through so many different phases, and that is the amazing Kate Northrup. I am so glad you're here, Kate, and
I can't wait
to have this conversation. So much fun.
Thanks for having me, Sue.
I am so glad to be with you. It's always such a treat. And before we dive in, I just want to give our listeners a little bit about you, and then we can go into today's incredible content. So, Kate Northrup has guided thousands of folks to break free from scarcity patterns and step into lasting wealth. She is a best-selling author and a money mentor, and her neuroscience-backed method goes beyond money. It's about rewiring the way you think, feel, and receive. This proven framework helps Kate pay off debt and triple her income without deprivation, strict budgets, or long work hours. It has also empowered her students to release money stress, build wealth from a place of ease, become confident savers, and step into investing with clarity. Kate's work is considered some of the most holistic and transformative money healing available today. Ah, well, what a gift to be with you. I just want to mention that about just under a year ago, we had another episode together on your podcast, Plenty.
Where
we really had such a great time in Miami live at your studio, and it's such a treat for me to be on your podcast sharing about my book, and we really segued a lot around sort of the overlap within some of our work around working with the nervous system and helping ourselves be regulated with both food and money. And I know we were excited to have part two of that conversation today. So what a treat to be back with you. I know that was such a fun conversation.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So I know that you've gone through lots of phases in your life that have led you here. And I would love to begin a little bit about you just so our listeners can get to know your story and how you ended up creating really unique and really transformative and powerful money work, work around time work that has really opened up so many folks to receiving, managing, and holding capacity for money management, time management, and all the things. Can you give us a little walkthrough of how your life shaped you into this work?
Absolutely. So I got started in the business world relatively young. That's actually how you and I met. I had a network marketing business that I started in high school, and I was able to grow that business in direct sales to make enough money so that I didn't need to get a quote-unquote regular job after college, which was amazing. However, I promptly moved to New York City and went financially unconscious and was using spiritual bypassing as a way of legitimizing my overspending. And I was really studying the law of attraction and the dynamic laws of prosperity, and I, instead of acting as if I had what I wanted from a manifesting perspective, I spent as if I had what I wanted, and no amount of manifesting makes math work differently. So I ended up in a bunch of credit card debt, and I could not get myself to be financially responsible because I felt like being financially responsible meant depriving myself of joy. And all the financial experts I followed just made me feel bad about myself. But I knew I needed to do something about it because the degree to which the in front of the scenes how I looked was such a mismatch for the behind the scenes in terms of what I was doing with my money. So I looked really successful on the outside, but behind the scenes, it was really misaligned and I was quite disordered in my financial behavior. And the tension between the two was becoming so strong that it was becoming too uncomfortable to live out of that degree of lack of integrity, honestly. And so I put myself on a program that was self-designed, and my financial recovery program included heaping doses of joy and fun and pleasure. So I basically took the best financial advice I could find and made it fun and made it sacred. And I was able to, through that curriculum, which became my first book, Money, a Love Story, that came out in 2013, and it continues to be a bestseller. I turned that curriculum into a program for myself, and I was able to pay off my credit card debt in 6 months and triple my income and double my savings. And it is not because I married a rich guy. It is not because I got a big inheritance. I got no inheritance. And it is not because I got a high-paying job. It was through internal shifts that changed my behavior, that changed my entire financial reality, and I have been teaching that work for over 15 years.
Wow. And I remember the early days of Money, a Love Story, which, you know, I took that very first program that you created, and
yes.
I know you're, yeah, I mean, it was like, I think one of my first online courses that I ever took.
Yes.
And it was kind of in the early days of online courses.
It was.
Yeah, and I just, when I look back at myself then and your work then, God, we've really changed and grown so much since then, but
yes. It
was really influential on my life. And I remember parts of what you would share as far as your own personal story. And I'm curious, you know, as we look back over the years in your own personal journey with money and how it evolved, it seems like there was also some layers of ancestral healing that were happening for you. There were some layers of giving yourself permission to receive and hold more that were happening within your own healing journey around money. And a lot of these shifts have essentially really guided you to where you are now, teaching similar money work, but with lots of different nuances added in. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Absolutely. So many years after my first book came out, I found myself in a time of profound financial stress because my husband was, who's also my business partner, was really sick at the time, and for the second time with like a chronic sort of mystery illness that took him out of daily life. And we had two small children, 2.5 and 5, and we had just moved to Miami for Mike's healing, and it was like the pandemic, and it was just a really intense time. And I found myself needing to really reckon with the level to which I was using financial stress and pressure in my life as a way to make me feel alive. And that period of time helped me to learn and implement what I now know around financial dysregulation and the way in which if our nervous system is wired for scarcity and stress, financial calm and abundance actually will feel like a threat. And so I needed to change. I knew I needed to change because I also was starting to show biomarkers of illness or like early signs. And my doctor was like, if you keep operating in your life the way you're operating, you are going to get sick. And I had two small children, and my co-parent and my business partner were down for the count. So I didn't have the luxury of going down. So I knew I needed to get it together fast. And you know, as a mom, like, you just do anything for your kids, right? So I embarked on adding nervous system healing into my relationship with money, which I had done somewhat by accident before, but I could tell that I was up against the next layer of expansion because, as you know, healing work never ends. And in times of stress, in times of uncertainty, whether it's an economic downturn, whether we're going through a divorce, whether we're experiencing illness or we're moving or having a new baby, whatever, we will go deep into our old unconscious default programming. And part of that default programming is a nervous system thermostat for how much financial abundance you can stand. And what I know now that I really want people to understand is that our nervous system will only allow us to experience the amount of abundance that feels safe to us, meaning the amount of abundance that we experienced in our childhood. So our default nervous system thermostat around money will always go back to what was going on in our home environment, especially in times of stress, until we do the work to rewire that nervous system thermostat money setting. And so over the years, I've done that work with myself and been able to massively simplify our business, massively reduce how much I work and how much I do, and continue to increase revenue and continue to increase our profits and take home. And I've done that same process with thousands of people because it's lovely if it works for one person, but who cares? You have to have the results from many people to say, like, actually, this really makes a difference. And one of my clients, who you know, Ruthie, is a wonderful example of this. She had done tons of somatic work. She had done tons of money mindset work. She had done all of this healing work, but she'd never done it around her money. And using kind of these methodologies, she was able to increase her income by 35% in 6 months doing the same business she was doing before. So that's, you know, that's just like one of a million different examples, but we really do come up against our, you know, what we talk about in terms of our ability to receive, our self-worthiness, our havingness, all of that. That is all connected to, essentially, how safe does our body feel with money?
Wow, Kate. I mean, it is so profound when you look at it from this perspective. And I know, having done a lot of work with you in this realm, that, you know, shifting and rewiring how we look at something is such an interesting and profound, deep layer of healing. And I know for me, it's really, really shifted. In fact, even last night, I was going to sleep and looking at the uncertainty in the stock market and feeling things being a little, uncertain as we head into the week. And I had this moment where I was, you know, at first, like, oh, am I going to be able to sleep? Is it going to be like one of those days where the suspense is building all night as we kind of start off the week with this layer of uncertainty that's bigger than what we've had in a while financially as a country? And it was interesting because this thought came in and it was like, okay, how about if we go through this as light as a feather? How about if we look at this as an opportunity to grow and learn and expand capacity? And it was an interesting thought, like, as I was drifting off to sleep, and it shifted. I actually slept through the night, which was very surprising. But I was just, like, reflecting on the fact that we were talking this morning and being like, wow, that, you know, that spontaneous thought has really been through doing a lot of this work that you're talking about, that I've done with you and alongside of you in some of the programs. And so I can see where the rewiring, surprisingly, even in that moment last night, just sort of showed up in my thought pattern. And that was a major just revelation in itself. So thank you for that.
That's so cool.
But yeah, thank you. Yeah, it felt like it was definitely a new way of being. I'm curious, you know, before we talk a little bit more about your training called Good With Money, which I definitely want to get to in a few minutes, I'm curious, how has your definition of good with money shifted over time?
Yeah, so I used to think being good with money meant knowing all the things, right? Like being, which it still does, but I used to think it was just like, okay, do you spend less than you make? Are you being smart about saving? Are you being smart about investing, retirement, long-term, all of that stuff? And that's still part of the definition. But the other layer is what we were talking about before, which is, are you good with money? Meaning, do you have a good relationship with money? Does your body feel safe with money? Have you programmed your subconscious so that it is excited about being in the arena financially? Do you have financial confidence? Is the general energetic imprint in your life like, yeah, bring on the money, I'm good with it? And so that's a whole other layer. That what's so cool about it is when you do the healing work on a somatic and subconscious level, the first layer of what good with money means, which is like being smart with money and being financially literate and making smart decisions and being a good earner and all that stuff, all of the 3D practical stuff becomes 800 million times easier and automatic when you first start with the second thing I said, which is, are you good with money? Like, are you and money good? Or do you feel safe with money? And that's where we do the deeper inner work so that all the outer stuff begins to shift relatively easily and sometimes without you even needing to try.
I love this so much. The interesting piece that you just did was kind of like a switcheroo. Even for me, and I've been following your work, and like you've been a mentor of mine for a couple of decades, so I'm like, wait, something just totally clicked. And that was that you just reversed these two different aspects of our relationship with money. One being that what you mentioned as like financial literacy and knowing our numbers and the strategy and maybe some spreadsheets or a budget and all those kind of practical things. And you said, just to be clear, that if we address the sort of physiological and somatic and nervous system layer first, that all of that other stuff is easier. I just really wanted to underscore that. Yeah.
I'm glad that landed.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really easy to sort of start with the practical. And you and I both are women who love, you know, all layers of this conversation. I know what you well enough to know that, like, you love the spiritual side of it and you love the internal practices that are going to help us rewire our thinking and our feeling and our impulses and all of those things. But still, that was right there a huge click for me that when you start with the inner, the outer comes more easily. And I thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You're
so
welcome.
Okay, so we are also talking here about shifting old ways that we were taught when we were young, and that those have been primarily influential in just our set points, what you call our thermometer. Can you talk a little bit more about that for a moment and maybe some ways to at least frame it so that we can begin that process of unraveling?
Yes. Okay, so what I want to say first and foremost is, it doesn't matter as much why the patterns are the way they are. We can shift the patterns without ever really digging into the deep of why. Sometimes it can be cool and interesting and like just kind of like an exploration to get into why, but I really want to highlight that you can heal without ever needing to know why you are the way you are. And maybe we can get into that after the break a little bit deeper.
Absolutely. And I just want to say, like, that is a relief to me. And I think sometimes we're taught that we have to go back and rehash a whole bunch of old stuff to make a shift. And let's just say the new way is that we don't. So we are going to take a short break, and we'll be right back on Boulder Nutrition Radio with Kate Northrup, where we're talking about healing is as the real wealth plan and rewiring our body and beliefs for true abundance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food is not just about food. If you need a remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Ray's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Ray's is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
When you visit bouldernutrition.com and click on the Work With Me link at the top of the homepage, you'll be amazed and pleased about how Sue Van Ray's wants to help you with your food and freedom. Whether local, national, or worldwide, Sue can be there for you. Imagine a private one-on-one session, or take one of her transforming classes, or even an online program. Something for everyone. After thousands of clients, Sue knows how to help you. So visit bouldernutrition.com and find your right program now. That's bouldernutrition.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
Okay, I get it. You need a vacation, but what if you could get a fun, healthy getaway that provides you positive personal transformation? Well, that's just what Sue Van Ray's retreats do. Think Colorado, Costa Rica, Bali. Now add tasty, healthy food, inspired living, yoga, meditation, and sacred self-care. Well, that sounds relaxing and fun. Check out Sue's retreats on her website, bouldernutrition.com. That's bouldernutrition.com. I'm relaxing already.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. We've been having a really exciting and innovative conversation over here at Boulder Nutrition Radio with Kate Northrup today, all around healing as the real wealth plan. You can find out more about Kate at katenorthrup.com, and she is also Kate Northrup on Instagram, so be sure to check her out. Kate, I'm so excited for this next part of our conversation. We had a cliffhanger as we went into a short break. So let's come back to talking about how we rewire ourselves around money, and you know, you can bring in whatever aspects around the nervous system or whatever you feel to be the most helpful in this part of our conversation, because so many folks carrying tension, invisible money tension sometimes, whether it's shame in their bank account or overthinking some kind of strategy or just a general nervousness or anxiety that they notice around their finances. Give us some of the good stuff here around changing and shifting on this deeper layer.
Yes. So what's important to understand is that our nervous system runs our unconscious and our subconscious. And our unconscious and our subconscious are responsible for like 95% of our behavior. And then our behavior, of course, is responsible for our results. So if you want to have an abundant, easeful financial life, you got to go further upstream, which is to the wiring in your nervous system, which is the automatic responses you have to stimulus. Those automatic responses are created largely based on your childhood environment and the childhood environment you had around money. So does your nervous system have automatic associations with money of any kind. And you'll know what those are because your response about money in times of stress is what those responses were wired in your childhood. You don't have to go doing some, like, deep dive, you know, spelunking kind of expedition. Like, you'll just know if you're having a stressful day and you get into a money situation or a conversation, your response is what the unconscious programming is. Is it fear? Is it anger? Is it anxiety? Is it hypervigilance? Is it hyperactivity? Do you go into, you know, like, oh my gosh, let me do 25 different things to solve this situation? Is it avoidance? Now, what's important to know is that our nervous system setting around money is not necessarily based on how much money there was, but it is based on the story that was told about the money. So I actually know many people who actually technically grew up with money who operate in tremendous fear and scarcity, as though there's never enough, because that was the story being told about the money. Because we have to understand, our nervous system doesn't do math. Our nervous system doesn't do numbers. Our nervous system does feelings. So when we begin to understand that our primary feeling about money is our nervous system thermostat, then when we are having a stressful money scenario or we're going into a financial scenario that stretches us, that pushes our edge, like you said, you know, you were checking out the headlines about the stock market last night, that is a moment of, okay, how could I engage in educating myself about what's going on with the economy while at the same time wanting to show up to this scenario as a grown person with the amount of intelligence I have, with my full critical thinking skills, with openness to all the possibilities and infinite choices I have in this moment, because that is abundance. And the way we do that is to signal to our nervous system, to signal to our unconscious and our subconscious that we are safe, that whatever threat was happening has now passed, and we can now operate with our full mental, emotional, and intuitive capacity in this moment because there is no imminent threat. And there are so many wonderful tools that we can use to do that, but I really want to highlight that this is not a thought experiment. You cannot think your way into feeling safe. You can only feel your way into feeling safe, which is why my work kind of, it's like it's just a different approach than mindset work.
Well, I love that so much because one of the things that really has been hard for me to wrap my head around in mindset work is that we're actually looking at thoughts from the place that they're being thought instead of the place that they're being generated. And when we
right.
start to do that deeper excavation in the nervous system and in our kind of unconscious and subconscious mind, then we can get to the place where we have the ability to shift how these things are being generated, which will then impact the choices we make, the behaviors we choose, the way we orient ourselves around our relationship with money or really with anything. And I love that you're bringing this in, and I also love that you really focus on teaching regulation, not restriction, as the new financial freedom, because clearly this is a place where yours and my work cross over with food and money. We know that when we go into deprivation or restriction, there's a whole bunch of backlash and a whole bunch of other impulses that generally seem to pop up in our thoughts and in our urges to kind of like, you know, rebel. Can you speak a little about that? Because this is really unique to your work when it comes to feeling like we get to have what we want and still be responsible with our money.
When we have nervous system wounding, It is because we had scenarios where we did not feel like we had any choice.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. And so if we're approaching our money from the perspective of you don't get to have what you want, it is going to activate the wounded child in us that didn't feel like they had any choice. That is not the way. That is not the way. Nervous system healing is when we are able to approach and be at the threshold of the same kind of situation that previously caused wounding and step across that threshold in our full agency and in our full choice, in our full reclaimed power. Deprivation does not do that. Constriction does not do that. What does that is safety. Safety comes first, and then we have choice. And when we're in choice, we actually feel abundance. Now, it's important to know that when we're operating in our survival wiring, when our survival brain is running the show, it will create a scenario in which we do not see the infinite choices available to us, because that's the wounded nervous system. And so in times of financial uncertainty, when we go into fear, into panic, we actually are going to continue to make choices that we might think I'm making a choice, but actually you're being run by your subconscious, and you're going to keep recreating situations of lack and constriction and feeling like there's not enough and you don't get to be in choice. But instead, when we learn to signal safety, you actually open up all this peripheral vision literally and all this peripheral vision metaphorically and energetically, where you can see all the possibilities and all the choices, and then you can make an aligned choice that fits with your values, that fits with your dreams, and that actually feels abundant. And that's when we are operating in our wholeness and from a healed nervous system.
Oh, Kate, so good. I'm so glad to hear this, and I know there's people just like, wow, like mind-blowing. So helpful. We are going to take a short break. We are going to come right back with Kate Northrup on Boulder Nutrition Radio and tell you all about how you can learn more about this incredible work with Heart System Health. We'll be right back.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com, you'll be able to discover all things Sue. There's info on her book, courses, retreats, and how to get your very own food therapy session. BoulderNutrition.com. And when you visit BoulderNutrition.com, click on free at the top of the homepage, and you can get a free guide called Make Peace with Your Plate, which gives you helpful daily practices to promote your food and body freedom. So what are you waiting for? Visit BoulderNutrition.com now and make peace with your plate.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Food is not just about food. If you need to remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Rae's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Rae is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com and click on the Work With Me link at the top of the homepage, you'll be amazed and pleased about how Sue Van Rae wants to help you with your food and freedom. Whether local, national, or worldwide, Sue can be there for you. Imagine a private one-on-one session, or take one of her transforming classes, or even an online program. Something for everyone. After thousands of clients, Sue knows how to help you. So visit BoulderNutrition.com and find your right program now. That's BoulderNutrition.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back. We've been chatting with Kate Northrup today on Healing is Real Wealth Plan. You can find out more about Kate at katenorthrup.com or Kate Northrup on Instagram. I'm excited because we're going to hear a little bit about this really cool opportunity that Kate has coming up that might be right up your alley. So, Kate, take it away. Tell us all about your free training that is coming up called Good with Money. I love the name.
Yes. So, you know, right now is, like, we literally couldn't be launching this workshop at a better time. And, of course, we never know what's going to be happening in the world. You know, I planned the dates of this workshop a year ago. But here we are, and I feel like, wow, I'm really poised to help people in this moment in a way that no one else is going to do. Because we have to remember that, like, the media feeds off of headlines that make us scared, but our financial well-being does not feed off of us being scared, which we've been discussing. And what our financial well-being thrives off of is safety, and that needs to be created on the level of the brain and body first in order for us to actually learn how to do the practical things where we are good with money, like building out a beautiful cushion fund, using dollar cost averaging in the stock market, you know, building out a spending plan that aligns with your values. These are all of the beautiful things we'll be learning how to do in Good with Money. But first in Good with Money, which is this free three-part workshop I only teach once a year, you are going to learn not only why we need to change our nervous system money thermostat, but also over the course of 3 days, you'll actually have begun to rewire that nervous system pattern so that your subconscious is guiding you towards behavior that's aligned with being good with money. So we're going to do that process of transformation in real time live. This is not just to sit back and listen and be like, that's cool information that I'm never going to do anything with. This is a live experience where you will change in real time. And then the other piece that I'm really excited about is that throughout the 3 days of the workshop, everyone will be filling out a personalized, relaxed money map. So by the end of the 3 days, you'll walk away with a relaxed money map, which is your nervous system attuned strategic wealth plan for moving forward towards your goals from this workshop and beyond. So you'll actually have something tangible to walk away with, to take action with, as well as a toolbox of nervous system tools to be able to signal safety to your body so that it can be good with money, so that you can be good with money.
I love that. And, of course, you can find that at your website on katenorthrup.com, and I think it's katenorthrup.com/good.
It is? Correct.
Training. Yes. So yep. Make sure you check that out. It's going to be amazing. I love your free training. I have learned so much from them over the years, and they have been such an asset in working through all of my different unconscious and subconscious beliefs and getting my nervous system to soften and all the things. I'm so curious because there's, you know, obviously a lot that goes into some of these ways of healing our bodies and our nervous systems and some of the old ways that we were taught. I'm curious, like, just for something really practical that we take away from today. When your money fears creep in, or do they ever creep in anymore? Just kidding.
Of course they do.
I know, I'm teasing. When your own money fears creep in, just like they do for all of us, or, you know, here and there, we have the opportunity to practice, to bring ourselves back to balance, back to baseline. What is your favorite way or your go-to back pocket, like, day-to-day kind of way that you are able to return to safety and sufficiency in your system?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I will tell you that I use different tools based on what I know and my intuition at any given time. But And some of them are too complicated to explain, you know, just with my voice. But I'm going to give you one that you can use that anyone can do that you don't have to see me to know what I'm talking about. And that is this. You just take off your shoe and go outside and put them, you put your feet, your bare feet, on the bare earth. The practice of earthing, grounding, has so much evidence for how immediately regulating it is. When we get our bodies on the surface of the earth, or you can hug a tree, like if the ground is too cold, you can go hug a tree. And I know you might be like, this woman's crazy. No, no. The science behind our ability to co-regulate with the electromagnetic field of planet Earth is so profound. If you want to feel safe, get yourself connected with a tree or the ground. And I live in a big city, and sometimes I don't actually have good nature to, like, connect with outside. You can even co-regulate with a house plant. You really can. The pulse of nature is the rhythm of safety. It just is.
Well, there's a reason why we feel so good when we watch the sunset at the ocean side.
Yes.
Or I just went up to the mountains this weekend, and I was just telling my partner, like, as we were hiking in the woods, I'm like, this is so good for us. Like, just to be in the woods all day. It does so much to the nervous system as far as relaxation. I love it. And mostly, as you said, very accessible, not taking up a lot of time, and just something we can find our way to outside or with your houseplant in a way that feels nourishing. Okay, that is beautiful. So I know you're going to be taking us through many good ways, many options, many other options in your training as to basically creating that feeling of safety in the body, which, so be sure to check it out, because this is a really profound opportunity to take this work deeper. It's katenorthrup.com/good. Sign up for Good With Money coming up, just, you know, next week. I think it starts on April
17th.
April 17th, yes. So very, very close, and you'll have yourself in such good hands. Okay, so I have a fun question for you to finish with, and that is, what would you say to a past version of you who was still trying to earn her worth instead of embody it?
That's a good question. I would tell her that I promise if you slow down and feel, even though it feels like you will die, you will not, and you will be reborn. And I promise you can withstand the discomfort, and an old part of you will die, and it's going to feel uncomfortable at first, and then it's going to feel so good.
Kate, that is so good. I really love giving ourselves permission for this new way of being to emerge. And I love how you can see that there's the fear of something new, but that on the other side, there's something so beautiful and so worth taking the leap. So I can't wait to see you at Good With Money next week, and I'm so grateful that we got to share this time together and have this conversation. Thank you for bringing your incredible wisdom to Boulder Nutrition Radio and being with me, and it's so exciting to share your work with the listeners. So make sure you go check out Kate, katenorthrup.com or Kate Northrup on Instagram, and check out her free training coming up April 17th. Good With Money, that will blow your mind. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for being here, Kate.
Okay. Okay, I get it. You need a vacation, but what if you could get a fun, healthy getaway that provides you positive personal transformation? Well, that's just what Suvan Reyes Retreats do. Think Colorado, Costa Rica, Bali. Now add tasty, healthy food, inspired living, yoga, meditation, and sacred self-care. Well, that sounds relaxing and fun. Check out Sue's Retreats on her website, bouldernutrition.com. That's bouldernutrition.com. I'm relaxing already.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com, you'll be able to discover all things Sue. There's info on her book, courses, retreats, and how to get your very own food therapy session. BoulderNutrition.com. And when you visit BoulderNutrition.com, click on free at the top of the homepage and you can get a free guide called Make Peace with Your Plate, which gives you helpful daily practices to promote your food and body freedom. So what are you waiting for? Visit BoulderNutrition.com now and make peace with your plate.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Food is not just about food. If you need to remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Ray's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Ray's is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you so much for tuning in and staying with us today on Boulder Nutrition Radio. I'm Sue Van Reyes, and we just finished a sweet conversation with my dear friend, Kate Northrup. And I wanted to just share that about a year ago, I was on her podcast, The Plenty Podcast, which was such an honor in the time that I was launching my brand new book, Food and Freedom. And I just wanted to send you that episode so that you could go check that out, where we really talked a lot about the intersection of our relationship with food and our relationship with money. So if you head over to Plenty on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, it's episode 35, Feeding Balance, How Intuition and Self-Awareness Connect Food, Finances, and Well-Being. And, of course, there's tons of other great episodes there where you can check out Kate's work. What I want to share with you today is we get to be together this week, which is so special for me because in just a couple of days, the Wednesday, April 9th is the official one-year birthday of my new book, Food and Freedom, Discover Your Personal Recipe to Eat, Think, and Live Well. And in honor of that, I'm hosting a little celebration and free masterclass called Satiated. You can find out all about that on my website at bouldernutrition.com. And check it out if you want to learn a little bit more about how your metabolism, your biochemistry, and your nervous system can come together and help to support you in feeling well with food. So if you're looking, this is really about finding our way into an opportunity to create more balance and more ease in our relationship to food. So a lot of times what happens in our day-to-day experience with eating is that we come up against a lot of different layers of food stress. Some of that food stress might be rooted in overwhelm and confusion. Some of it might be rooted in rules that feel really restrict and sort of good girl, bad girl type experiences with our thoughts that are basically judging and critiquing every single thing we put into our mouth. And also, sometimes we're really unsure of how to feed our bodies in a way that is satiating both on a biochemical level, on a metabolic level, but also on a soulful level. So in this free training, in this free masterclass, Satiated, I'm going to walk you through all of these different layers that you can start to notice that your cravings might be trying to tell you something important, that maybe they're even a way that your system sends a signal begging for something that it needs, and that true nourishment is never just about the physical, but it's about your body's ability to really cultivate a loving expression with how we fuel ourselves, how our bodies are able to digest from a more calm and relaxed place while we listen to the whispers of what our bodies need. So rather than focusing only on what you're putting into your body, we must also focus on how we're showing up to our eating in a way that feels safe and satiating, and where we can really make the most of our digesting, of our pleasure, and of how we can savor our food meal by meal with presence and with peace. And so there's some really interesting metabolic research that I'm going to share with you. And just to give you a little sort of teaser, what I think is the most unique about this training is that when we start to look at how our metabolisms are breaking down our food and turning it into energy, you know, there's the very physical side of that that happens within ourselves, where if we are tuning into our body's metabolic needs through our cravings, through balancing our blood sugar, and through staying satiated meal by meal, that of course we're going to notice our energy improve, we're going to notice our sleep improve, we're going to notice our cravings aren't as wonky and hard to manage, we're going to notice that we have a better mood throughout the day because our metabolisms and our blood sugar govern our brain chemistry. We are also going to notice we are better focused, and of course the carry on top for me and probably some of you as well is that we're going to even be able to get deeper, more restful sleep. So that's all really, really important in how we show up to our days and how we feel and eating to feel how we want to feel. But here's the thing that's also super interesting. When our bodies and our nervous systems are in a metabolic place that feels safe, that feels soulful, and that can literally become soothing to our systems, then we have the ability to process our food in a way that is so much more efficient and so much more settling to the system. So the opposite of that would be eating under conditions that are really stressful. When we do that, our hunger hormones get out of balance. Our ghrelin, our hunger hormone, gets higher, so we're going to notice that our hunger feels maybe more insatiable, maybe our cravings are higher, maybe we're craving to eat more food, or maybe we're noticing our digestion is a challenge and we're really having trouble processing our food and eliminating our food when we have absorbed what we need. We will also notice that our leptin is lower. And when we have lower leptin, we are not being told that we're satiated quite timely enough within our body's cues. So we might have the propensity to eat more and to feel less satiated. All of this is happening because of our body's stress response. So in a sense, our metabolism is really important in the sense of, is it coming from a place of survival where we're gripping and where we're feeling like we are holding in the space of feeling a stress response in our bodies, or are we able to relax and let the nervous system soften, and are we able to then give our bodies the signal that we are safe so that we can give the body the space, the safe place to really metabolize our food well and to digest our food well so that we aren't struggling with receiving and holding what we've received, but we're in an energetic balance with our metabolic health, with our ability to digest well, and with, of course, our ability to build good energy. So really, when we start to look at it this way, the nervous system is the CEO of our metabolisms. It doesn't just impact our digestion. It literally is our digestion. The nervous system decides what's safe to process and what needs to be stored for later. So as we start to calm our systems, our metabolisms can become a symptom of harmony instead of hangry. Or our systems can become a symptom of peace instead of all of the different ways that we are pleasing, that we are giving away our power, that we are feeling like we don't have the answers. We have been taught that our food knowledge and all the different aspects of getting healthy are coming from the outside world. I really want to flip the script for you and give you an opportunity to see that your body's natural ability to give you organic intelligence through cues and sensations is going to supersede anything that you are doing from the outside in, because your inner world and your body's wisdom is where you can turn for the most accurate information. So let's turn that mechanism on together and bring it back online as our primary system to focus on in my free training called Satiated this Wednesday, April 9th. You can find out all about it on my website at bouldernutrition.com, and let's celebrate Food and Freedom's first birthday together. I can't wait to be with you. Thank you so much for being here today. It has been such a fun episode of Boulder Nutrition Radio, and I can't wait to see you again so soon. And take good care.